You said that we became Australian citizens in 1948 and the first passports were issued in 1949. But, and I've got a big but for you.
Yes.
Women who were married couldn't get their own passport unless their husband said yes.
That's true. They were different times.
How long did that go on for?
Until I'm looking here. I know I've got it down here somewhere.
1983.
Can you believe that? It's a sad reflection on us. But look, we can never judge history by today's standards.
I know you've got to judge it in the context
that's
of its
right.
time. However, we're going on all the time about Saudi Arabia and women not allowed to drive a car.
I know.
Well, until 1983, Australian married women couldn't get a passport unless their husband gave them the nod.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the Saudi women are allowed to be backseat drivers or not. Or is that politically incorrect?
And Saudi women apparently are not allowed to be, they're not allowed to, what are they, not allowed to do a lot of things unless the husband gives them
approval.
Or sorry, a male gives approval. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's true. Australian women married had to get husband's permission until 1983 to have a passport. So, anyway, look. I just started talking about this because we won the Asian Cup, and what's Asia? What's Australia? The British thing is interesting, isn't it? Because obviously, after World War II, we drifted away and looked at the world differently to America, to Asia, and you know, our biggest trading partners are now our Asian neighbours.
Yeah, but also, Jimmy, too, the makeup of who we are has changed over the last 30, 40, 50 years.
That's true too.
And where the people who become Australians come from, and we have a bigger mix of people than we did at the time of World War II.
Yes, although there's a lot of paranoia about we're still basically Anglo. If you look at the population mix, we're still 80% Anglo-Celtic sort of background. But the one good thing I have to say about the soccer last night was all those people who come to Australia and support soccer, and many of them are migrants from all over the world, and that's a very uniting sort of thing. So it's good, probably.
It's a pity it's such a boring game.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to
No, seriously. They play for all night, and no wonder. We used to say this, in jest, of course. No wonder they have so many riots over there in England.
Wait so long for a goal.
They get so frustrated and nothing happens.
Are you a fan, Jimmy?
I am a.
Oh, I'd pick that.
Well, I've always been a soccer. My connection of giving away my secret here is that I have a very British background, and my family have supported a team in London called Queen's Park Rangers. I've supported them all my life.
Oh, so, we've heard you mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I'm
before.
Quite tragic. But I also support the Swans, of course. So.
Well,
yeah.
I was actually captain of the Wagga High School B grade 7C team.
You've gone up so much in my estimation.
And I still think it's a boring game.
and B grade in Wagga, that's the go.
I reckon
better than A grade.
Pretty good.
100% better.
Should we do a bit of lighthearted thing about what you really are if you're an Aussie?
You want to do the palm, dude?
Well, I'll do the palm. I was just going to do a couple of the other bits.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
We've got the citizenship test, but this is how you know you're an Aussie. You're an Aussie if you know that stubbies can be worn or drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you're an Aussie if you understand the true meaning of this phrase, a group of women wearing thongs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very different to the
on their feet.
Very different to the rest of the world.
Yeah, on their feet.
What's the true meaning?
They're on their feet. They wear the thongs on their feet.
I see.
If you're a true Aussie, you understand that excuse me can always sound rude, while excuse me is always polite.
Yeah, it's all in the tone,
isn't
it?
It's okay.
It's in the tone.
And if you're Australian, you know that you, in the English language, still does have a plural form, and it's yous. And if you know all that, then you're an Aussie.
Yeah, very
Aussie. And if someone calls you a horrible bastard, they're being nice to you.
Yeah, it depends what goes with the word, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, am I the only person? I keep getting into trouble for this. When I like something, you know, like it might be a cake or a meal, I say, that's not bad.
You know what?
And where I come from, that means it's good.
That's very interesting. That is a feature of the Australian language. I'm not going to go into school teacher mode, but on another day, I'm going to talk about that. It's a thing called litotes, and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, because I keep getting into trouble for it. I'm being complimentary here.
We love it when you're in school teacher mode. I'm going to bring a big ruler in here on Sunday.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir. Hey, bring back the cane.
Yes, okay. I better do the poem, I think.
Good morning, Mr. Pym.
All right, off you go.
The poem's called How Australian Are You? It's by a wonderful poet. It's by me.
A minute and a half, I reckon you can just get it.
Okay. How Australian are you? Can you play the didgeridoo? Could you go naked in the bush and still survive? Can you cook a kangaroo, spear a barramundi too? Hey, do you know which plants to eat to stay alive? Was your dad a shearer or a drover, or did your family come over from Europe or Asia just last year? Hey, how Australian can you get? Can you ride a surfboard yet? When we beat the Poms at cricket, do you cheer? Now, how Australian are you? Can you make a wallaby stew? Did your great-great-granddad come on the first fleet? Was he a convict? Is it true? Was he a red-haired bloke called Blue? Did he hop around with chains upon his feet? How Australian am I? Oh, I'll drink a beer and eat a pie. Me granddad owned some cattle and some sheep. How Australian was yours? Did he fight in any wars? Did he die at Gallipoli or in his sleep? Was your granddad true blue? Was your dad a digger too? Hey, any explorers in your family tree? A pioneer or two? Or just a bushranger will do. Does that make you more Australian than me? What's your Aussie claim to fame? Do you have an Aussie name? Oojaru Noonuckle, Namat Jira. Oh, they're easy, but Victor Chang and Jenny Key, they sound Australian to me, like Ettingshausen, Dipya Domenico and Campese. So, how Australian are you? Are you Aussie through and through? Hey, if you can't do all these things, are you an alien? Well, maybe we should start with how you feel inside your heart, because there are 21 million ways to be Australian.
Actually, there's 23 million.
Is it? I updated that.
How long ago did you write this?
A long time ago, because
Ettingshausen was a famous footballer.
That's right. I've got to update my poems.
Good on you, Jimmy.
See you, fellas.
Well done, Jimmy, mate. Bye-bye.
See you, matey.